A reading from the book of the
letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, realize that it is those who have faith who are children of Abraham. Scripture, which saw in advance that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, foretold the good news to Abraham, saying, Through you shall all the nations be blessed. Consequently, those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, who had faith. For all who depend on works of the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed be everyone who does not persevere in doing all the things written in the book of the law. And that no one is justified before God by the law is clear. For the one who is righteous by faith will live. But the law does not depend on faith. Rather, the one who does these things will live by them. Christ ransomed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed be everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might be extended to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company and the assembly of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. Majesty and glory are his work, and his justice endures forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. He has made known to his people the power of his works, giving them the inheritance of the nations. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, by the power of Beelzebul, the spirit, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and the house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through the arid region searching for rest, but finding none, it says, I shall return to my home from which I came. But upon returning, it finds it swept and clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other demons, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see another instance of the people completely misjudging God. You know, and they judge the God of the universe. The universe cannot contain, who is God incarnate. And they say he's doing what he's doing because of the devil. Huh? We do it all the time. Spend 2 minutes on social media, and people do it all the time. And it's, you know, it'd be even one thing if we did it against the pagans, but people do it against our own. You know, Catholics do it to Catholics, and they say horrible, horrible, horrible things in Jesus' name. And we just judge each other. And again, when we do that, we show that we're like the Pharisees who judge Jesus wrongly. And so it's very important when I said on Twitter this morning, everything else, stop judging. Again, Mother Teresa, it never hit me so much as when she sat there and she was talking to her nuns, and you've heard it before, and she says, you know, the one sin I've never had to confess my whole life, well, what is that, Mother, they were all interested in, that I ever judged anyone? And they said, oh, come on, Mother, you never judged anyone your whole life? And she goes, oh, no. Well, how can you say that, Mother? Because if I judge them, I can't love them. The call by God is to love one another, and then he forbid us to judge. So those of you who are instantly thinking of all the reasons why you can judge, stop it and start thinking of all the reasons why you can love. Focus on that instead of your judgment. One comes from pride and the other comes from humility. Let's all of us learn some humility. Nature knows love today and forever.